like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
That was Harvest Moon by Neil Young. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Reese.
And this is Lucy.
Who is filling in for Dana, who is not here, after I was not here last weekend. We tried the pitfalls of a two-person weekend show. But
it's all right. That's why we got extras in here to trade off.
No theme. Usually we have like a fun theme of what that like unites the songs, but could not generate a theme because Dana took love songs last weekend, even though today is Valentine's.
So We can't repeat, so we're just showing off vibes.
I guess you don't have a song yet, so I'll just introduce my next
song. Yeah, go ahead.
Next one, I'm on a fourth rewatch of BoJack Horseman, which is an all-time show. But this is a fittingly named song that features, I think, in the end of the season I'm on right now, actually, which is season 3.
Hmm. How many seasons are there?
6.
Okay.
And so, yeah, also just a classic. So this is A Horse With No Name by America and George Martin. Enjoy.
Love. I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from that look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. And there was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. Signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you.
That was Willow by Taylor Swift. Any comments on that song that you picked?
I love that song. I love that whole album. But that one off the album felt appropriately thematic for the day. And also just, I've been listening to it a lot. I don't know. It was just in my most recently played also. So
there you go.
That's my reasoning.
Yeah. Next up, I have a song by Supertramp, who my housemate is a big fan of. I think when he was first getting into them, I was not quite on board.
Yeah.
But I think since then, I've acquired the taste.
Well, you just hear it so much that it becomes, like, ingrained in your skull, and then it's enjoyable.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, anyway, this is one of the more popular Supertramp songs. You will probably recognize it. And it's got some subtle political commentary that you may be able to pick up on. So what more could you ask for? Anyway, this is The Logical Song by Supertramp.
So wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees
Road dogs are built for sleeping in. I've been up since 4 a.m. At your worst, you're better than my better day. There ain't been no sun in L.A. since you moved out of Sarah's place. I love your mother's stories about you as a kid. I heard you scored a job in the East Village. Well, working for some folks who don't know your name. Well, ain't you gonna miss all of them wasted days? We'd sit around drinking out of Sarah's place. Don't come back, lover. I'm proud you're under the skyline. We always knew you were the better half of our good times. Those backyard lights don't shine as bright without your face. Out of Sarah's place. You called to talk just last week. I'm still falling apart like I'll always. Chairs just sitting there in the yard, and I had to sell my old guitar. But don't come back, lover. I'm proud you're under the skyline. We always knew you were the better half of our good times. Those backyard lights don't shine as bright without your face. Out of Sarah's place. You'll always be a piece of my peace of mind. We drove that road we know at least a million times. I'm so damn tired of seeing that empty drive. Out of Sarah's place. Don't come back, lover. I'm proud you're under the skyline. We always knew you were the better half of our good times. Those backyard lights don't shine as bright without your face. Out of Sarah's place. Tickets have gotten awfully expensive, but I got mine for the price of a Gibson.
All right, that was Sarah's Place by Zach Bryan and Noah Cullen.
Yeah. It's just joyful.
Yeah. We sing Noah Cullen in Fenway in like 5 months or something.
Yeah. In July 11th.
Yeah.
Won the Ticketmaster War or yep. MLB.com.
Yeah, or Fenway ticket site. It's messy.
Took 3 laptops and refreshing every 44 seconds, and we got him.
Yeah. And it's Fenway, so we could have special guests. Perhaps he could have Mr. Bryan.
That would be electric. And we're on the last night, so.
Yeah. If there were a night to pull out the guests.
Would be it.
Yeah.
But I hope the new album's good.
Yeah, that'd be a shame if it sucked.
I don't think it will, but.
Yeah.
Would not be ideal.
Next up is by Electric Light Orchestra.
Ooh.
Best known for Mr. Blue Sky, yeah. Probably. But this is a slightly deeper cut.
All right.
Called Last Train to London.
Okay.
I can relate to this because the last plane to London that I was on to connect back to the U.S. almost got delayed, and then I would have been stranded.
You would have been. It would have been very sad.
But, did not, so.
Well, glad you weren't.
Anyway, This is Last Train to London by Electric Light Orchestra.
Through the smoke, she'll play her show.
history's clear, someone always ends up in ruins. And what seemed like fate becomes what the hell was I doing? Babylon lovers hanging lifetimes on a vine. Do you miss Mayan?
Us by Gracie Abrams and apparently Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Although I couldn't really hear her in that song.
Well, that's all right. She's there. I believe.
We have a public service announcement for you now.
Critically, yes. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out of the storm in the comfort of your home. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I like the implication that everyone else can suffer in the storm.
But yeah.
You'll be prepared.
Well, they can also be prepared. So this is for the public.
I suppose. But it has been snowing a ton here. You've gotten snow the last 3 weekends?
Yeah, but was it, like, notable the last 2 weekends? I feel like it was just that one big storm.
I feel like last weekend I had to clear my car off, like, 4 times in one day.
No.
So.
Is that a lot of snow for Northeasterners?
Just annoying. Mm. It's not a lot of accumulation.
Yeah. Now there's just like artificial snow curbs.
Yeah.
Around all of the driveways.
Just thunk.
Yeah.
Into them constantly. At least it's snow. Snow's soft.
Sure.
Really hope there's nothing underneath
it. Yeah. Hopefully there's not like a fire hydrant or something.
Haven't hit it yet, so.
Anyway, next up is Genesis. With, I feel like their most popular song called That's All.
Mm.
Genesis was Peter Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. You asked me, and I'm not the expert, so.
Well.
We're going to say yes, and we'll correct when we come back if I'm wrong.
This is a definitive fact check.
Mm-hmm.
Take it unquestioningly. Anywho. That's all from us. So here's That's All by Genesis.
I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame. That's she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see you.
Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars, which has a very abrupt ending that I did not remember.
I knew it was coming. You were ready.
Yeah, I just mean, like, musically, it's a little abrupt.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've never thought about it before.
Mm.
It's one of those songs that I feel like I've heard so much that I just kind of internalize all of it. I'm not surprised by it.
Yeah, he is. I was watching one of those dumb YouTube videos that's like 100 most streamed songs ever or whatever,
yeah,
to see like how many of them I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I knew like 80% of them.
Fair.
But he's got like kind of a surprising number on like that list.
Yeah, I feel like that album specifically is like notable in how many songs are. Which is crazy because it came out a while ago. But...
Well, yeah, it's got, had more time to accumulate
streams, I guess.
Because he also kind of peaked, like, right when Spotify was getting big.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Silk Sonic,
I mean,
was very popular.
It's okay.
I don't know if you like it. I'm just saying it was well listened to.
And then that Lady Gaga song that they played with the Bad Bunny for some reason.
Die with a Smile?
Yeah. I found that that was confusing to me. I'm not sure why they had that in there.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I like
Lady
Gaga.
Yeah, but what did it have to do with anything?
It's Lady Gaga.
That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Well, also, critically, I wanted to make sure that we were clear on our previous point. While Peter Gabriel is part of Genesis, Phil Collins was singing and drumming on that song, so we've been told. So, both of them. But we were not incorrect.
No, yeah. I almost wanted to say Phil Collins, but I kind of thought that was wrong, and so I didn't say it.
Mm.
But he's, yeah. He's the guy that did the Tarzan.
He is the guy who did the Tarzan. In multiple languages.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the Spanish version.
Respect.
Anyway. This is just a song that my Spotify selected for me on a plane. It's called Dark Days by Local Natives.
Okay.
And I don't have much more to say about it than that. But
okay. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Paradise, paradise, paradise. She Oh,